course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I am one of your friends today. We're joined, as always, by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Hey, not too shabby. Can't complain. Living the dream. Had a couple calls the other day. What's your favorite scary movie?
We are reviewing Scream 7 today. After all the hype, all the build-up, all the talk, it is time to talk about it. Before we get there, Ike, did you watch anything else this week?
Well, let's see. I don't really think I did. I've been busy playing Resident Evil 9 Requiem that came out last Friday. Otherwise, really just been, yeah, that's pretty much it. I've been very focused on that. So no horror movies, just the one horror game. It's a lot of fun. I think that's it.
Yeah, same with me. I've had a crazy week. Nothing new from nothing else for me besides Scream 7. So, well, we know that in the Scream movies, Ghostface likes to play trivia. Let's play some trivia of our own.
Stump the co-host.
And it is time for Stump the Co-host. Stump the Co-host is our horror trivia game that we play the first episode of each month. Ike and I draw two cards from identical horror trivia decks, which is four questions total. We alternate asking each other questions until there is a winner. If it is tied after the four questions, we continue on until there is a winner. And so far in 2026, we are tied one win each. Fortunately, unlike Ghostface, if we answer incorrectly, we don't die, because I would have been dead 2 or 3 years ago. It wouldn't have been good. So, Ike, are
Fair.
you ready to play Stump the Co-host?
I think so.
All right, here we go. Your first question. This HBO TV series was based on the novels by Charlaine Harris, featuring a telepathic waitress named Sookie Stackhouse.
I feel like you maybe had this question not so long ago, but I don't remember what it is. I'm just gonna guess, is it True Blood?
It is True Blood, correct?
Okay.
All right, so you're up 1-0.
All right. You ready for your first question? It is, what 1970s pop music icon starred as Nikki in David Cronenberg's Videodrome?
I've seen Videodrome, but I'm not like super hip on my 80s pop icons. Jesus. I don't know. Let's say, hell, I don't know. I don't know. No idea.
It is Deborah Harry.
Deborah Harry, huh?
Yes, I was confused by that one. I've seen a video drone, but I don't know who that is.
Well, I'm a little confused. They call it Debbie. Deborah, that's Debbie Harry from Blondie. I'm
I'm
not sure
guessing
about that one.
so.
Maybe. Well, I don't know that I've ever heard her called Deborah. Maybe because I'm not familiar with her non-Blondie side. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. All right, here is your second question. What 1986 horror movie features cameos from Ozzy Osbourne and Gene Simmons?
I feel like we've talked about this too. Is it Trick or Treat?
It is Trick or Treat. Yes. Yeah, I feel like I had those questions maybe not
Not
too
too
long
long
ago,
ago.
so I don't know. But Trick or Treat's a pretty fun movie. It's kind of hard to find. It's one of those that I don't think it's on a streaming platform, or at least last time I looked one. So once again, another plug for having physical media.
It's very true. I think it's on Screenbox now. I think we talked about that. I think it's on
Okay.
Screenbox now.
See,
But
Screenbox coming in to save the day.
that's right. But all right. Your next question is, what movie's tagline was just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water?
Jaws 2.
That is in fact Jaws 2.
I figured I'm like, I get myself worried sometimes when one seems too obvious. It's like, am I tricking myself?
Getting
Maybe that's why I lose so much.
tricky.
All right, your third question. Who wrote the short story on which the film Children of the Corn was based?
That'd be Stephen King.
Yes. Good golly.
All right. Your third question is, in what movie do the survivors use petri dishes with blood samples and a heated wire to determine which one of them is the host of an extraterrestrial creature?
Interesting. I feel like I know this, but I'm shooting a complete blank. I remember the petri dish and wires.
Let's just say it's very cold where they are.
Oh, is it the thing? That's all
It
right. Okay. Yeah, here we go. See, it's like, boy. I knew. I'm just, my brain is not operating. I should have known that one easily.
Right.
Oh boy, here we go. This one's easy. What Duffer Brothers TV show takes place in Hawkins, Indiana, and features a young boy's disappearance?
That'd be Stranger Things.
Sure would. So you've obviously won because you have four, but let's see if I can at least make it interesting and get three. So.
Yeah. All right, your last question is, this 1999 movie about an infestation of murderous spiders features John Goodman and Jeff Daniels. If it's in this constellation, I don't think I've ever seen this movie, but I think I had this question before and I didn't know
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've seen this movie either. I cannot think of a spider movie with John Goodman and Jeff Daniels. But yeah, don't know. I have to pass.
it is Arachnophobia.
Oh, well, I've heard that name, but I don't think I've seen it. Not a, I don't know. Spiders don't, they don't chill me. So they're not the best movies for me to watch because they don't really frighten me. I guess like I heard of them might, but whatever. Yeah, not a good showing for me today. I think of the four questions, I think I only actually answered. No, I guess I answered two. Well, it's whatever. The other two I didn't have guesses on, but so be it. Ike wins again and goes up 2-1 for the year. So that is Stump the Co-host for this month. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll have our news and everything else. So stick around.
Make sure you subscribe to listen to their screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams, that is Listen, the number two in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. Spread the news. Spread the news. And welcome back with the news. All right, folks, we got a couple of little tidbits here. Starting off on a not so great note, Bruce Campbell announced on social media that he currently has cancer that is treatable but uncurable. Obviously, this is never good news. Bruce Campbell's a great actor, very interesting guy for sure. So it's very unfortunate to hear that he's currently going through that, but he seems to be in high spirits based on his posts on social media. So I feel pretty confident that he's going to keep fighting and just have to knock it out the best he can, and that way we can get another Hail to the King, baby.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, I don't know. Makes me wonder because, we've heard the rumors of, Ash popping up in one of these upcoming Evil Dead movies. So we'll see if that affects that. But more than that, hopefully he can take care of this. I know he says it's incurable, but that doesn't, that doesn't mean he's going to pass away today. So
No.
hopefully he says treatable. So hopefully he can fight this thing, and because the world needs Bruce Campbell.
And amen to that. So we will keep Bruce in our thoughts, and we will keep on keeping on. But Kevin Williamson is set to write the Universal Monsters series. This is obviously exciting news. We're a huge fan of Kevin on this show. Of course, he's known for his contributions to the Scream franchise. And yeah, absolutely. I mean, Universal Monsters series is something that we've even talked about a little bit here and there on prior episodes. So definitely something to look forward to.
Yeah, and I think again, this I think this will work better than they've tried to do the universe right in the movies, and it's not really worked for them real well. I think for their what they're wanting to accomplish, yeah, I think a series will work better, and I really think this is a good way to go about it. Yeah, and it's exciting that Kevin Williamson's involved in it, so should be entertaining and fun. I'm sure this is very early in the process. We're not going to see this anytime soon, I don't think, but hopefully this gets rolling and in development pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll definitely be back with more information as soon as we get more information, as always. But moving on now to Return to Silent Hill is now available video on demand. This is obviously exciting for me. I know that it being video on demand means that it is only a hop, skip, and a jump away from being on streaming. We'll probably and most likely see this on Screambox once it does come to streaming. I do want to give it another watch, and I'd also be curious to see if they release any like special features or anything for it.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what they do with it. But again, yeah, we have a review in the archive on this. Ike liked it. It confused me, but it's not hard to do. But yeah, so maybe I'll give it a rewatch and see if it sinks in a little better. Maybe I need to be sharp. I don't know what I need to do. Get hyped up on some coffee or something so my brain's really frantic, and I
I
don't know.
mean, it is a Silent Hill is a very niche game. Not that it's necessarily like underground or anything. It's just that I think the Venn diagram of people who enjoy the game and like understand the game and the movie and stuff like that. It's a very small window. It's very I don't know. It's a hard thing to sometimes digest. So. But I definitely encourage anyone that has Shudder, well, not Shudder or Screambox to check it out when it does go to Screambox, or if you want to buy video on demand, you can do so right now. But yeah, we'll definitely give that another watch. And
Yeah, we purchased it. We actually already purchased it. Yeah, so that Monica wants to give it a watch, and I don't think she has yet, but she's gonna give it a watch. So yeah, we purchased it. So no excuse for me
Nice.
not to rewatch it again. So
Yeah, there you go. I say Kayla didn't get to watch it either. I think she didn't go with me to see that one, so I'll have to get her to watch that too. So good times. Cool.
if it's a rewatch, is it a return to Silent Hill? I don't
It is a return to Silent Hill.
sounds like some bad 80s sequel names there.
Amen to that. But it sounds like something that the guy who made, I think it's Hideo Kojima, he made like one of the original Silent Hills, or he was involved somehow. That sounds like something he would name like a Silent Hill game. He would call it like Return to Silent Hill. But very good. We'll jump now to some other stuff that's coming out soon. We have Strangers Chapter 3 come to video on demand on March 6th. So as of release of this episode, it'll come out the following day, video on demand,
Yes.
which is exciting. Chapter 3 is sort of the penultimate chapter for this. I'm unsure if they intend to make more. I've not heard anything, but I venture to guess not for a little while, just because this trilogy didn't really do great comparatively. So, but no, I do want to give that another watch and maybe watch all three of them concurrently. That way, I have a better picture of how the whole series went.
Yeah, it's a I don't know. I don't know. I'd venture, you would think maybe, yeah, maybe the Strangers franchise might need a break. But in this day and age, it's like, I don't know if they can make some money off of it. Who knows? But yeah. Video on demand, March 6. Again, another review in the archive of this one. If anybody wants to hear further thoughts from us on it.
True. True. I think we have a review of all three movies. So if you guys want to go check those out, check them all out. Watch them all together. But very good. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is coming to Peacock on April 3rd. So that's just about a month away. I think it is available for purchase on video on demand. So
Sure. Yeah.
yeah, you can definitely catch it already. It's just if you already have Peacock and you don't want to purchase the movie in of itself, yeah, maybe you want to wait a little bit and catch it there. But if not, you can go ahead and purchase it now on video on demand. But I think it also has a physical release too. So go buy it physically.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those. I know it did really great in the theater and all that, but it's going to be a huge streaming movie,
Oh yeah.
obviously. So, yeah, big deal coming to Peacock April 3rd, and once again, another review in the archive of this one. So,
Amen.
I
This one
guess
and the first one.
that's right. So, yeah, you can listen to us, talk about animatronic animals all you want.
Hell yeah. Good old Chuck E. Cheese, no, I'm kidding.
Do love me some. See, I go all the way back to showbiz, so.
That was when they had all the different ones, all the it wasn't just Charles E. Cheese, Entertainment Cheese. But all
Oh,
right.
Chuck.
Oh, Chucky. But all right, last one here for us under news. We have the Mortuary System coming to Shudder on March 27th. This is exciting, of course. We knew that this would come to one of those streaming services. I don't know if I said Shudder or Screambox, but it's kind of a flip between the two. I couldn't remember if this was like a Cineverse movie, because if it's Cineverse, it's going to Screambox. But if it's like, there's like a Shudder, there's like different houses that, it's like freaking Harry Potter. There's different houses that are under Screambox and under Shudder. And so if the movie comes out under one of those, it goes to that one. But we didn't get to watch this in theaters. It had a very limited release, even more limited than The Iron Lung, which was extremely surprising. But yeah, I definitely will be watching this as soon as it comes out, and we'll go for there.
Yeah, me too. I was looking forward to seeing it, and we didn't get to. And this is, I think, when we went with Send Help
Yeah.
in its place, which was last week, the last episode, the previous episode of this one. And yeah, so we talked all about Send Help. You can see our thoughts about that. But yeah, I was very much looking forward to seeing the mortuary. It looked really, really, really good from the trailer, and yeah, exciting that it's coming to Shudder soon,
Yeah,
and finally get to
absolutely.
watch it.
Amen to that. Always good. I'm always down to support Shudder. So, all right. I think that does it for our news. No upcoming birthdays, but we have a lot of movie anniversaries. We have March 5th of 1943. We have Frankenstein meets the Wolfman. Those little combination movies where they're kind of crossing over. This is sort of the early works of like. The sort of train that would eventually get us things like Freddy versus Jason and other crossover horror verse movies. And yeah, I think this is very, very much a requisite to that history. So I've never seen this one myself, but I do know of it. I'm sure Dave has seen it many times.
Yeah, I have it. It's actually one of my favorite of the Universal movies. It's really good. And it's got a fun fight scene between the two. But yeah, love it. Again, Universal movies should just be a prerequisite. It's like college. If you're into horror, just go back and give some of these a chance. And they may not be for everybody, but you should be able to at least appreciate the foundation that was laid. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely one of those fun ones. And I've actually seen clips of it from this movie. And I can't remember what I was watching that had the clips. I want to say it was some YouTube video, but I've seen clips of this movie within like a video I was watching. So I need to actually go and actually watch the full movie. Speaking of Universal Monsters, we have March 9th of 19 or sorry, March 5th of 1954, Creature from Black Lagoon. Yeah, this is a good one. I have seen this one. It's been a very long time, but I do like these movies. I like the original Universal Monsters, and Creature from Black Lagoon is pretty freaky looking.
It is. Of course, I know I love them all. Everybody knows that I love the Frankenstein. I'm a Frankenstein guy, but Creature from the Black Lagoon of all the old Universal is the one that creeps me out the most, because I've always had that fear of you're in water, and you don't know what's down there, and you don't know what's lurking in that water that you can't see down. And again, I've said this multiple times on the show, that scene where she's swimming and the creature swimming on its back just right below her and reaches out, almost can almost touch her, but doesn't. Freaks me out. So creepy.
Yeah. I do remember that one, but it's one of those early movies where it's like the it's like one of those things where like these early movies are just so uniquely set up, you know, where they don't need much to have that little bit of spookiness to it. And they also are obviously very well made for the time. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. That does it for that part. We have a couple more anniversaries here. I think that just double checking here. I think that does it for the Universal Monster section of the anniversaries.
Is. We still got a
Okay.
few though, so let's burn through these.
That's
Whew, here we
right.
go.
All right. March 8th of 2025, we have Good Boy. We reviewed this one not too long ago, actually. Good movie.
Yes.
About a dog from
That's
the
right.
perspective of the dog.
Great movie. The dog deserves an award. One of the best acting in a horror movie recently. If you haven't seen it, see it. I know it's a weird idea in your head. And we heard about this one for a long time prior to it. And it always seemed like a wacky idea, but it worked. Very good movie.
Yeah, absolutely. It did a very, very good job. But good stuff. There is a review of this as well, I believe, when it came out on Shudder. But we also have March 9th of 1984, a Stephen King classic, Children of the Corn. Great movie.
Yes.
No notes. Love the original Children of the Corn. Even some of the sequels are pretty decent, so can't complain.
Yeah, some of the sequels. And
Some.
this is one of those that has a lot of sequels. But
Yes.
the original, oh, one of the best of all time. No surprise it's Stephen King. I love Stephen King. I love Stephen King movies. And yes, this one's definitely super creepy.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very creepy movie. It has some really interesting, what's the word I'm looking for? It has some very interesting effects at some parts, so I can't complain. But anywho, moving on now to March 10th of 1997, we have Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the premiere. And obviously, Buffy is an iconic show with lots and lots and lots of modern actors that, you know, before they were huge. So, I mean, it's great. Did a lot for the science fiction and horror communities at the time.
Yes, very, it's a great series. It's really, really good. Love it. I've watched it all the way through. Super big fan. They're gonna be doing a reboot coming up. That's a continuation of it, which Buffy's made. It could go on forever if they wanted, if it's successful, because you know you have a Slayer and a Watcher. They're chosen. It doesn't have to be Buffy. And but yeah. Anyway, love the series. Big fan.
Yeah, absolutely. Love Buffy. I haven't watched in a long time, so I need to go back and do a rewatch, but I'll add it to the list. And we're going to jump to March 10th of 2023. 3 years ago, we had Scream 6. Wow. Seems like it was so long ago, but it really wasn't. Scream 6 is great. Had a lot of good stuff to it. Had a lot of bad stuff to it, too. A lot of commentary and criticisms from us. But overall, I still enjoyed it. I still enjoy a review on that every now and then.
Yeah, and I think we record we yeah, we review this. It's in the archive,
Yep,
but
we sure did.
funny because right now, currently in my mind, Scream 6, what I think about is, did you see the trailer for Scary Movie?
I did the train scene.
Yeah, what is it they say where you can't have a Scream movie without Sidney Prescott or something like that? I can't remember what they
Yeah.
say. And the other guy's like, well, actually, that's Scream 6.
Scream
It just
6. Yep.
cracks me up every time. When I heard that, it cracked me up. So yeah, you know, it's Scream 6 and what occurred between Scream 6 and the current Scream 7 that we're talking about today, and all the happenings between, man, whew, that's a lot to dissect, which we have done and talked about along the way. I know people have strong opinions. Some people are like, oh, don't watch Scream 7 because you know, Michelle, you know, whatever her name is, I can't remember her name now, because she's not in the movie and Ortega's not in the movie, don't watch it. And man, it's been a lot, but whatever. I'll say it again. All the Scream movies to me are fun in one way or another. They're not all perfect. They all have some faults, except for maybe the first one. But I still, to some degree or another, enjoy them all.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. What I would say too is that if I had to give you like a list of my least favorite, this still isn't at the bottom of my least favorite Scream movies. But I won't say any more than that because we're about to talk more Scream here in a second, and we have a review of this in the archives.
And
So
I do believe
check that
we
out.
did do a Scream franchise. I don't remember if six was in it. It might have been right before we were getting ready to review six, probably. So it's
I believe so.
probably a ranking of the first five. So I don't know. Maybe we'll have to do a new segment at some point where we now that we've got a couple more movies where we revisit our rankings of the Scream movies.
Yeah,
Maybe
I think
not a whole
so.
episode, but just a quick segment. That could very well be a nice wise rebuttal since they haven't been on in a while to talk about ranking the Scream movies.
Yeah, I think so. I think ranking the Scream movies could be fun. I'm sure that they'd both like to do that. I know Kayla, she likes the Scream movies. It's probably one of her favorites. But
Me too. Me too.
all right, one last anniversary. If I said anniversary, I don't know where I was going with that. But one last
Clownversary.
Clowniversary, March 10th of 2025, we had Clown in a Cornfield. I loved Clown in a Cornfield. Loved the book, and the definitely the this version of it was really fun to do. So, I definitely went into this one with a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Anticipation.
Yeah, I had a lot more anticipation on this one than I did probably with a lot of other movies in this time frame, just because I had read the books. And I was really excited for it. And I did have some criticisms because the book was better, in my opinion, but it still did a really good job. And I think that my big criticisms were just some of the casting decisions. But yeah, no, without getting too far into it, because I do talk about all of this on our review. So if you've never watched the review, go watch the review and you can hear all of my bullshit about this. But
Yeah,
no, I did like it though.
it's a fun movie, and again, you raise the age-old movie or TV show philosophical discussion. What do you prefer first, the book or the film?
Yeah.
And it you know, it does make a difference, right? It's I don't know, a lot of times you see, you know, whichever you see first, sometimes taints your vision of the other because, you know, I don't know. You have a set thing because you experienced it first, then it. So you have expectations, and but yeah, everybody has a preference. There's no right or wrong, obviously. Some people love to read the book first before they watch a movie. Some people like to watch the movie and then go read a book. Some people just read the book. Some people just watch the movie. Whatever. It's all fun. It's all cool. Do your thing, people.
Right.
If you do. Try to support both books and movies, though,
Oh yeah.
in one capacity or another, because we've discussed this, right? Books and literature and everything involved is a very important vein of horror fandom. So be sure you do support that.
Yeah, 100%. Support the book, support the movies, support the remakes, support the sequels.
Just support it all.
All the way around. Hell yeah.
Even if you
But
hate it, just support it.
I honestly, yeah, I would go that far.
Yeah,
But
whatever.
that's
It's
right.
very rarely is there something comes up that I'd say I hate,
True.
though.
I same. I can't say that I've ever gone into a situation where I'm like, oh, I absolutely hate this movie. No, I mean,
I have a couple movies that I just do not like to watch at all and hate it, you know, did hated watching, but I don't even know if though if I come away from it, I could say, oh, it's that movie is this. It's just I didn't like it. I could see. I don't know, like Coyote Ugly. I do not like that movie. And I often say I hate it. It's whatever. I do not like that movie. But I can see why there's an audience out there for it. Monica loves the movie. It's one of her silly comfort movies, which
right.
is absolutely fine. One of my silly comfort movies is a damn 80s movie about BMX bikes. So, which by the way, for anybody else that's a rad fan, it's coming back to theaters for the 40th anniversary for a couple showings. And our theater is getting it, so I get to go watch Rad on a screen and towards the end of the month.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool.
It is. Nothing to do with horror movies, but super excited because I love this movie. It's one of my favorite of all time. Never seen it in a theater. So I'm super excited. Hard to believe it's the 40th anniversary of it. But
Anyway, I'm dating myself a little bit here.
Yeah, well, I think everybody knows that I'm old. But
He said,
so
I'm old.
that's all right though. It's coming up. But speaking of coming up, Ike, we got a handful of releases coming up here.
I was gonna say I knew that one of these movies was coming out, the one that we're reviewing, but I was like, oh man, I always get surprised when we have a lot of fun streaming releases. So
And they all sound pretty fun. I'm looking forward to seeing them all.
no, absolutely. So we'll start out with the theater release. But The Bride is coming to theaters March 6th and is described as a 1930 Chicago Frankenstein asks Dr. Euphonious to help create a companion. They give life to a murdered woman as the bride. And we will be reviewing this movie next episode. This is interesting. It's actually made and directed by Maggie Gyllenhaal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. She does good stuff. And again, goes back. I love Frankenstein stuff. I love Frankenstein interpretations because it's such a great story that is so perfect for interpretations, and it works. When they said they were going to do this, always my first question is, okay, ooh, I don't know. Is it going to, what are they going to do? After seeing the trailer, I'm like, hell yes, I'm all on board. This looks fantastic. I cannot wait to see this. And, besides all that, fucking, you had me at having a guy named Dr. Euphonious. That sounds so cool. That completely sounds like a comic book villain from like the Silver Age. But yeah, I'm on board. I can't wait to see this. It seems like it's so much fun. And just from, I mean, Christian Bale's in it. I mean, just from the trailer, it seems so well done. Visually, there's a dance scene type in it, which it fits. It seems to fit. It's not like Megan 2.0 where it was just stuck in there for because they felt like they had to, but no, I'm excited. I'm all on board with this. Can't wait to watch it and talk about it next episode.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will, and like I think I need to watch The Bride of Frankenstein because I've never seen the original. So I need to watch that before I watch this, just to have a point of reference. I'm sure it's not going to be the same, but I would like to have that point of reference, that mindset, that kind of framing, if you will. But all right, we're going to jump now. We have a couple of streaming releases. We have Dolly coming to theaters. Well, this is a theater release, my bad.
Yes.
Dolly comes to theaters on March 6th and is described as Macy, a young woman, is abducted by a monstrous figure intent on raising her own as her own child. This sounds interesting. I'm guessing that Macy is going to be the human Dolly for this monster.
Sounds like it, but yeah, I don't know. This is a kind of a limited release. It is coming to our area, but it sounds interesting, sounds fun. But this is kind of the movie to me that I think. I could be wrong, but it sounds like it's a more of a streaming type movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say it kind of sounds like it.
But either way, I'm looking forward. I probably won't catch it in the theater. It'll probably hit streaming pretty quick. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but then the last thing here, of course, is our
Oh,
streaming. This is streaming
this
for
sounds
sure.
fun.
It does. Pig Hill is coming to Screambox on March 10th, and it's described as Carrie has been fascinated by the local legend of the pig people of Pig Hill, revolting creatures who breed and cause havoc in the area. As the 10th woman goes missing, Carrie can't stop thinking about that their cold may be to
Good.
there more could be more to these stories. Sorry, I don't want to read.
First of all, Pig Hill, I mean, I don't need any more. Just give me that title. But that great line, the pig people of Pig Hill. Oof, love it. And then it's like I'm sitting here thinking, what's going on in this area where it takes you get to the 10th woman before someone starts saying, what's going on here? Seems peculiar because as you don't have a Pig Hill in a big city. So this is can't be a huge town. I don't know, unless the local people just either don't believe or kind of in on it or whatever.
That's what I'm thinking. They might be in on it. Typically,
But yeah, this to me, I not saying it's on that level. This seems very kind of Texas Chainsaw-y inspired to me. It
they are. Yeah, right.
it's got that vibe to it. I don't know from just that's my my feel, but it sounds like a lot of fun. Again, Screambox, Shudder both coming through with all these fun movies that we wouldn't get to see otherwise, right? Pig Hill's not coming to a theater. That ain't
No.
happening. This is what we said before. These services are like the straight to DVD releases of the past, and these are how we get to see these movies that otherwise would just never happen. never would be put out there as readily or as easily for us to access. So looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Absolutely. So I think that does it for all of our news, birthdays, anniversaries, and releases. For now, we will take a quick break and we will avoid the pig mo people of Pig Hill. But when we come back, we will have our official review of Scream 7. Stick around.
Hey, Bruiser buddies, I want you to listen to Wrestling Nostalgia with Dave Dynasty. Every week, he has the roughest and toughest interviews in the podcast world today, with the best guests you could ask for. There's no bums on this show. Let Dave Dynasty be your podcasting tag team partner and listen to Wrestling Nostalgia while drinking beer, smoking cigars, and busting heads. Just look it up on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe today, because the Bruiser said so.
Okay, we're back, and it is time for Scream 7. We have built this up. We have talked about it. And the funny thing is, I don't think it's going to end because there's already talks of Scream 8. So we're not getting away from the Scream 7, which is fine. I'm cool with that. But Scream 7, written by Kevin Williamson, Guy Busick, and James Vanderbilt, directed by Kevin Williamson, starring just so many people, but there's Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, Jasmine Savoy Brown, Mason Gooding, Roger Jackson, the voice of Ghostface, Anna Camp, and others. There's so many people in this movie, as there always is in Scream movies. Released in theaters on February 27th and grossed $63,615,172 domestically at the box office. Good for number one for the weekend, and is also the top grossing opening weekend in the entire Scream franchise. That's cool. That's exciting. And my God, if you go, like so many things, if you go on social media, this movie has so fucking divisive, and I don't understand it. People, I know we're all passionate about this stuff. I'm passionate more than anything else about the things I like. I like Scream. I get, right? I don't know. I don't understand what people have in their mind, what they want for this. Did this movie go the exact way I wanted it? No. I will say this. It has the one thing that has kind of been my flaw for the last couple of Scream movies that has really stood out to me is the reveal of the killer sometimes falls flat. And this one is a little bit too. This one, Monica called this like real early in the movie. The reveal fell a little flat. Now, I'm not going to say details, but there has been talk online. This is from Kevin Williamson himself, that they had talked and had planned out five different endings for this movie.
Really?
Yes. And so if you've already seen the movie, people, just go look it up out there. It's on social media. To me, all the other endings, most of the other endings, except for one, I think would have been stronger than this. But albeit, this is what they did. This is what they went with. It works. I mean, it makes sense within the movie, but it's kind of like you build with a Scream movie, you build it up in your head for that reveal. And sometimes you're like, eh, not what I wanted. But some people also need to keep in mind, folks, this is the seventh Scream movie. They're not going to knock you on your ass like the first one did and blow you away because you know now what the formula is.
Yeah.
So you overhype it. I overhype it. And sometimes when what they have, it's not that it's bad or not even that it doesn't make sense, but it's not, you want spectacular. Now I'm telling you, Scream 8's going to be spectacular because I think I know where they're going. I think I already know.
I think I do too.
And I think they dropped a lot of the clues in Scream 7. Everybody knows. Anybody that's watched this movie, anybody's talking about it online is already talking about this. This is not like it's unique to me. A lot of people think the same thing. I'm not going to say it, but even if we all know it going in, this one, that will be cool. That'll be a good one. But here's the thing, man. Monica didn't. She didn't care for the movie. She thought it was kind of blah. She said, right? She has this thing for Scream build up in her head, and this didn't. I don't care. I liked it. I had fun. I thought it was enjoyable. I thought the movie was really good. Again, that third act a little bit with the reveal and stuff. It got a little weak, but man, I thought through the most of the movie. It was really, really fun and really, really good. And I'm sorry, there was all this talk of, and I think Neve Campbell said something about it and then corrected herself that, oh, this wasn't going to quite be as bloody, but bullshit. This movie had, to me, probably the most gruesome kills of any of the movies. A couple of them may not have been super realistic, but that's okay. It's a horror movie. What the hell is realistic about any of this? But the kills were great. I think the one of the biggest flaws that has come into the Scream franchise overall recently has been, this is not really a spoiler. I hope not. But if it's not a detail, but they're kind of afraid to pull the trigger to kill a big character, a main character. They introduce new ones, and you expect a lot of these guys are going to kill. They've done it for the last several movies. Dewey being the exception, right? And obviously that one was so impactful because they had built us. We thought he had died two or three times. So when they didn't have him come back, then it was like, oh shit. But honestly, I know it's hard. I really think there's got to be someone pretty major in every movie that's got to die. And it's like they're afraid to pull the trigger on that anymore. I'm not saying it's got to be Sydney, but they have built up some characters who are obviously very key in this franchise, and they need to pull the trigger. There was a couple things in this that I thought was kind of story-wise, it just seemed a little weird. Not weird, just I don't know how I want to describe it, and I don't want to say because of details, but there's not a lot, but there was just a couple things. I don't know, like it's not a detail, but like when Gail shows up, it's kind of just
Yeah, a little hokey.
it's just kind of like, oh, it just happened, and it's just there it is. And then what she did was kind of, again, I will say, I know Screams are known for the opening. This one was great. I loved it with the Airbnb. I can't remember that guy's name. He was so damn good, of being this fan, this horror fan, and being so into the Stab movies and what's happening, and the way he was posing for pic. That's all of us. That's what we would be doing. The opening was, to me, was fun. They come up with some pretty clever ways to do the openings. It's, and everything else. But I don't know. I mean, everybody knows, right, that at some capacity, Matthew Lillard is in this movie. They've said that. It's been out there. It's not that bad a way that they did it, that they
No.
tied him in it. It's pretty decent. Makes sense. We've always wondered how there are they all these characters that they're supposedly bringing back. How are they doing it? They did it. It was a good idea, and it worked for me. To have them appear in it. But again, I don't know. Like any Scream movie, I had fun, man. I just enjoyed because to me, that's when I go into a Scream. I don't go into it expecting it to change anything because I know what a Scream movie is. I'm sorry, but they've done it with tweaks here and there, whatever. They keep the same vague formula every time. This is the seventh time. I know what's coming in the Scream movie. I like it. I enjoy that format. I enjoy what they give us. So I go into it with that, and I'm just like, show me some cool kills. Show me. They had a lot of those, not jump scares, but those spooky build-ups moments. They did really well with that, especially in that opening sequence. I don't know. I'm not overly critical of Scream movies because Scream changed the genre, and now people are think they should rechange it or whatever else because, but why? They're the one that Scream is what kind of developed this. Why should, just because lots of other movies and stuff are doing this kind of, meta-ish type deal, why should Scream have to go back in and redefine what they've already established? It's like we talked about the Final Destination movie. You don't watch Final Destination movie so much for the great story. You're watching it for the weird ass kills. Scream knows what they're doing. They do it. I really think people are saying this is horrible. This is the worst of the franchise. This and that, blah, blah, blah. I think those people are just a little overly critical. I really, really do. And, again, I get it. I know about being passionate about something, but when I'm passionate, I'm not overly critical. I think when I'm passionate, Maybe I'm a little more forgiving, and it's how I watch movies though. I look for the good stuff, and did I have some fun with it? I don't expect it to be perfect, and this wasn't perfect, but I thought it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. So I've rambled a long time, as we always do about Scream. So Ike, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that for me, I did like the movie. Did it go exactly how I wanted it to go? Not necessarily. I think that I had have definitely had a mental image of how I wanted the movies to be. And I do think that had they not fired Melissa Barrera and had Jenna Ortega step out the way that they did, we probably would have gotten a very different movie. I definitely got some. I read some things from people on the production who kind of talked about what their original plan was. And I think that they could have done a movie with Melissa Barrera and Jenna Ortega that would have been really good. But I just think that they let bullshit get in the way. And I don't want to harp on that too much. But I did have a theory on how this movie was going to go. Everybody knows what my theory is. If you've watched any episode ever where we talk about Scream, I have consistently and repeatedly said, oh, I wanted to go this way. Oh, I wanted to do this way. But it obviously didn't go exactly how I thought it would. That's just how these things go. But I think that the next movie, like you said, will go the direction that we want it to go. And I think that it only makes sense because, like you said, they made a lot of drops, a lot of hints. And yeah, so I think we're moving in the right direction. I did like the movie. I think that the movie did a really great job with all the kills. Like you said, this is probably one of the gorier Scream movies. Definitely comparatively to, I think this probably is the goriest Scream movie. I can't think of a one. I'm not going to spoil anything, but there's a pretty early kill that involves a pretty gruesome disembowelment. That's all I'm going to say, and I can't recall a time that that's ever been done on another Scream movie. So I definitely think that they had a plan. They wanted to do this a certain way. This movie was meant to mirror the first movie in a lot of ways, which if you've seen the movie, you know exactly what I'm saying. It's just that I don't know. I think that they could have done better, but I don't know. At the same time, I'm not a writer, right? I'm not a director. I don't even know if how I would have wanted the movie to go is even relatively possible. It's just that I definitely thought that this would go one way, and it didn't. And that's my only gripe. Otherwise, fantastic movie. Like you said, there was a lot of creeping shots, a lot of spooky vibes, and I think that they did a really great job of really keeping you on the edge of your seat. I know Monica said that she knew who it was. I had no clue who it was. I had a couple of guesses, but I really had no idea who the killer was until when they started pulling off their masks. And I think the motivation was a little weak for the killings. I think that's my other complaint is that I don't know. This seems a little hokey. At least the last two movies had very clear, like, this is why they're killing people. This is a very clear and reasonable explanation. And like, not all the movies have that, right? But I think that this one has the weakest rationale for murder versus the other ones having a pretty solid rationale to some degree. But otherwise, great movie. Great kills. Really good cinematography. I love seeing Neve Campbell being kind of like a Sarah Connor badass. There's a lot of gunplay in this movie, which is a lot of fun. So, yeah, that's my main gripes. Just it didn't go the direction I wanted it. Weak motivation for killing, and I really hope that this is a setup for the next movie, and it goes the way that we think it's going to go.
It like I said, the movie was fun. It worked for me again, except for it got down to that reveal. The third act was a little flat, but what could you do? Again, not a perfect movie, but it's to me, it's a fun slasher, and I like fun slashers, so be it. Ranking this, woo wee,
Yeah.
because again, being a Scream movie, loving them, maybe I had to overthink this a little bit. Here's my thing. It's not a four. It's not there to me. It's not that level. It's good, but it's not that good yet. A four good. To me, though, it's not just a three, right? That's middle of the ground. Some of the movies I've given a three. I thought, no, this is a little better than that. So I guess I'm gonna just have to put it right there in the middle and give it a 3.5 out of 5. But that, I don't want people to be misled by that because it is a fun, to me, a fun movie and a fun watch, and enjoyable. And again, the kills are really good. So, but I think I'm gonna have to give it a 3.5 out of 5. Ike, what are you giving it?
No, I definitely agree with you. I think that this is a strong 3.5 out of 5. It's not a bad movie in any way, shape, or form. It's just that there are stronger Scream movies that I would give a solid 4 to. And I can't justify giving this a solid 4 for that reason. So, yeah, 3.5 out of 5 for me as well. I think that's a reasonable score given the movie we saw. Even though it didn't go the direction we wanted it to, it still did a lot. And I think that it's progressing the overarching theme, which we will get into hopefully in Scream 8, which we will hopefully have maybe next year or the year after. So I'll
Hopefully.
keep my fingers and toes crossed.
That's right. That's right. So, all right, there you have it. Scream 7. Probably not the last. We'll probably mention Scream 7. I'm sure something will come up about it that we'll
For
have to
sure.
talk about. And then, of course, some stuff about Scream 8 will start coming. So don't think we're done talking about Scream. It's just now we have reviewed Scream 7. So go out and see it. I really advise you. It's still a fun movie, and it's a Screams are fun to watch in theater. It's nice to see them there. That's you get the full experience. So again, next episode, we are reviewing The Bride. I'm very much looking forward to this. This looks like a super fun movie. So we'll talk about that next episode. As always, thank you to our wives and then all the listeners and followers for all your support and everything you do. Be sure to subscribe to us on social media. We're on all the platforms. Just look for Listen to Their Screams or Listen the Number Two and Screams. Before we close, Ike, anything else you want to add?
Oh man, the big thing here is make sure you guys go support Scream, because if you go watch it, they're gonna keep making more. So yeah, make sure you go watch it, give us some support so that way we get some more in the future. Otherwise, for those of you who like video games, go check out Resident Evil 9 Requiem. Honestly, it's not the it, to me it's not the best Resident Evil game, but this game kind of gives a little bit for everybody. So it has a little bit of like the stealthy, sort of scary kind of gameplay, but then there's also like the action-y gameplay because it's from two different characters' perspectives. So anybody out there who wants to check that out, I mean, you can literally play this game anywhere short of a mobile phone, computer, Xbox, PlayStation. It's even on the Nintendo Switch. Like, yeah, it's crazy. Even the optimization for the Switch, even though it's not the same as like a computer or one of the other consoles, it's still pretty solid. So I give them big credit for doing that. But no, otherwise just support horror. That's the big thing. We're getting fed good as horror fans, so we need to give back for sure.
That's all right. And go see The Bride, go see Dolly, and support that movie also. And I will be very curious to see with that huge performance of Scream 7 opening weekend. I'm very curious to see what the numbers will be second weekend, where
Yeah.
well, if it'll hold strong. My gut says it'll probably still be number one. Maybe I don't know, but maybe. But where will the numbers hold? Because everybody's complaining, everybody's complaining, everybody's complaining, or lots of people complaining. So will there be a huge drop, or will people say, "Fuck you, I don't care, I want to see Ghostface," and still go see it? The good thing about Screams is they're so just across the board. Everybody knows who Ghostface is. Everybody knows what Scream is. So this is one of those where everybody goes and sees them, not just the diehard horror fans. Everybody goes and sees Scream movies. So that's why you get 63 million. So all right, then that's it. Again, go see all these movies, support them, go watch and subscribe to Shudder, Screambox, and anything else. Support horror in any and every form you can. And until next episode, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and have many pleasant nightmares.